Hello?
Hi, Andy here. Hi,
Andy.
Georgia here.
This is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
It's Marcia.
Hey.
Hi, Marcia.
Hello. Hi, Cindy's here.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. It's Dee Dee. Hi, Dee Dee.
So Stephen is going to join us. He's going to keep it on mute because he's working. He should be here any second. Anyone else we're missing?
I don't know. I think if anyone's missing, they should speak up. Yeah, raise your hand if you're missing.
Yep.
Let's see. We got a 559 area code. Who's that?
That's Kit, formerly
and
Georgia.
Dee Dee, and we got Andy, and is that Kress?
CT.
So Kress is missing.
So we're missing Kress and Steven right now.
And we have Zach and Marcia and me. So I guess Kress and Steven. I haven't heard from Kress for a while. It's not like him not being involved in the emails and stuff.
Yeah, I talked to him, or I emailed back and forth with him yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So he is alive and kicking. Do we want to get started?
Yeah. Well, Andy, it's your call, so...
Okay, well, let's get started, and we'll catch Kress up.
Do we have an agenda?
Well, I listed the things that we wanted to talk about on the weekly briefing.
Oh, okay.
And those were discussing the issues and issue tutors, the whistle-stop trip, fundraising, the reg drive, the logo, and then I had volunteer help. Anything else anyone want to put on?
Venice.
And I would like to speak about, I would like to get your all of your advice on two trips I've been asked to, two delegations I've been asked to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's start with the issues. And Cindy?
Oh, also, I have to, this is Marcia. I need to report on my, I'm going away for some 10 days, so we need to figure out if I have to do anything to cover that.
Okay.
And Andy, did you put a treasurer's report down there?
Yeah,
no,
I can make a treasurer's report. I just,
great.
Sort of scribbled one up here.
Okay,
is that it?
So
anyone else? Yeah, I think, Georgia, we should also talk about the database.
Oh, yes, I thought that was on the list. Yes, definitely.
Okie doke.
As
so
much
Cindy,
as I don't want to, yes, we should.
Yeah, no, we definitely have to.
Yes.
Cindy, I propose to you, what issues that you believe will be coming up do you feel like you need help and support with from experts in the field?
Well, right now I have somebody who is an expert on Fukushima and nuclear power, right, and policy, writing a policy statement for me about what the governor of California should be doing about it. And
what's that person's name?
His name's Chuck McCune. I don't think any of you guys know him. He's one of my friends.
Oh, I think he's sent a donation.
Oh, probably. And I don't know, just really, I mean, I've been studying Jerry Brown pretty hard this week, and I think he's vulnerable, of course, on prisons and education and the economy and things like that. So I have asked for people to send me whatever they have about California issues and Jerry Brown and things like that. So, you know, if I have any deficiencies, I'm a pretty quick study, but I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Cindy, in what form do you want that? Is it just a list, or do you want it backed up with information? What would you like us to send?
I would like if you find a link or an article or just anything relating to
a starting point of some sort for an issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe people on the call who have special expertise in something can just, send me relevant reading to do or a policy statement or whatever.
Well, I know I've begun to send you articles. Are other people sending articles now?
What articles have you sent me?
Sent you a couple, and I can't remember offhand, but the other one, the one that I sent you about 4 or 5 days ago, you responded on. I walk around these days acting like I've forgotten something everywhere I go.
Okay.
But I have sent you.
Obviously, so do I. Marcia just sent me something yesterday about California has 6 million people living in poverty, and 1/3 of them are children.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Brown is touting this, economic recovery, which is just bogus. And I said something yesterday, maybe the campaign should send out a statement about that, and I didn't hear back from anybody.
Yeah, I saw it, Cindy, but I'm trying to get together a treasurer's report. But I could try to write something on that. I just have a few backed up writing projects, but I don't really know what you wanted to do. Do you just want something for the website, or do you want something that would be a press release?
Well, I think we should send out a press release and post it on the website, because we have a place in the website for press releases.
Wouldn't that be Cress's job?
I would think so, yeah.
My opinion about that is sometimes other people could write them and Cress could send
right.
for the press. He can't be expected to write every press release, because I'm not sure he's an expert on every topic.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we need the starting point, and then he can take it from there.
Yes, exactly. I think Marcia would be good to write this one, and I can add some quotations, and then Cress can put it in the format of a press release and send it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see when I could do that. I could try to work on it. See what's tomorrow. I might have some minutes tomorrow, or I could try to get it done by the weekend.
I'd like to do something on homelessness, which connects to the economic situation, among other things.
Do it and send it to us.
It absolutely connects with the thing that Marcia sent me yesterday.
That's what made me think of it. That, and I'm up to my ears in homelessness in Fresno. So.
Okay, and I have a person for you on fracking. She's the director and producer of A Crack in Everything that's coming out pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And she has two other experts that would like to talk to you about it. How do you want us to set that up, or how do you want me to set it up?
Probably phone call.
Okay, so shall I send the information to Dee Dee, and then she'll set up the phone call for you?
Yeah, you can include me in the...
Okay, yeah, I'll just see you.
Yeah.
Okay. How about on the economy? Do we have anyone that, what we really need to do is to have some really great points on why Jerry Brown's economy is sort of a smokescreen.
It's
taking from the poor and giving it to the rich.
Martin's back on that. I sent Cindy also, and Cindy says she subscribed the link to California Budget Project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they have, every other day or week or month, they come out with another topic and with graphs and all kinds of stuff. And it's all related to the California budget and what it's being spent on and what it isn't being spent on and how much goes to whom and how the taxes are. It's a wealth of information. So I think we can use that for kind of our source for a lot of this information. If someone trying, you know, sifting through and looking for whatever it is I want to look for in it.
Could you send that to all of us? I'm interested in it.
Oh, California Budget Project? Just go online to California Budget Project and you will find it.
Okay, yeah. Great.
It's cbp.org. I'm pretty sure is the website. But if you Google California Budget Project, you'll find it too.
Hey, is Peter, or is Stephen come on? Stephen, are you there? Can you unmute your phone? Are you there? Does anyone come on, Cindy?
I'll look.
Mm-hmm.
That's refreshing. No, uh-uh.
Okay. On immigration, Stephen has a couple of people that he'd like you to talk with.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly Al Rojas.
Yeah.
It would be one of them. And then he mentioned another person's name.
Oh, I know Al. Al and I went to Central City once.
Yeah, no, Al's been involved in immigration and farm worker politics for the last 40-odd years.
Right.
Okay, so I'll set that one up also with you and Dee Dee. And do we have anyone on, like, the combination of police brutality and prison reform, or do you feel like you can speak to that pretty strongly?
I'm pretty good about that, I think.
Okay.
I think Gerald wants to work on the campaign, and I'll ask him what, that might be one of his topics, too. I'll ask him if he wants to take on a area of, you know, to be a consultant on what's put.
Who's Gerald?
Gerald Sanders. He lives here in Oakland.
Okay.
He's been active on and off in PNF and in a lot of other groups,
yeah.
And he wants to work on the campaign, and he's really good. He's very connected to a lot of different movements and people, so he would be good.
Okay.
And
it might be a good idea to shoot for October 22nd for a press release on police brutality.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that you're not going to be at that exhibit or that event. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But you got to go to court.
Right. Or else brutalized by the police.
Right.
I'll say that when it's my turn to speak.
What a perfect reason to have to miss it.
It's a very good reason.
I have rights, and I have to go to trial.
Right.
That's a good press release story.
Cindy couldn't come. She's in jail.
Yeah, right. She's in the shoe. Any other major issues that we need to address? I think that, you know, I really think the Bay Delta Project is
right.
going to be an interesting subject for us to tackle because we have to play to both the North and the South.
Let me think. Water. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I'm just
I think health care is a major issue.
Yeah.
And education is a major issue. Mm-hmm. Education is a fairly easy thing to be up to speed on. I mean, I just read where we spend $60,000 per prisoner per year and less than $9,000 per elementary school student per year. So, I mean, education, I think, will get the young people on board, you know, when we start talking about the student debt and the high cost of university and college and things like that.
And also the privatization of public schools.
Yeah. And this is Marcia. The other education issue is the actual curriculum issue and the standards and the testing and all that, and I can definitely work on that.
Yeah, rather than teaching to the test.
Yeah, just the whole, what it's all about, and it is linked to the privatization issue and the charter schools and the whole bit, but I could either do that or find people to do that. I'm in that community, as they say.
Okay.
Stephen
Krashen?
Well, I'm trying to get a hold of Stephen Krashen. I haven't been able to for a while.
He's posting on Facebook.
Yeah.
How do you feel on healthcare, Cindy? Do you feel like you need some tutoring, or...?
No, I'm pretty good at that.
Okay. Water is going to be a major issue. The Delta Bay and the coming water shortages are going to be major, major things facing California over the next 10, 20 years. So I'd you know, I think that's something that you can talk about, and it'll resonate with Middle America and working class America.
It's a major issue in Fresno, too.
It's been a major issue since we've been a state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, of course, but now the infinite resource is not so infinite, and we're giving all of the water. The government's giving the water to Nestle and to companies to privatize the water here.
Right.
So it is an issue that will get legs and will get press.
I think the environment is a major issue.
Right.
That ties a lot with Fukushima and how we get our energy and stuff like that. And I think I'm pretty good with those issues too.
So let me ask you this. With the issues when you're speaking, do you have solutions, you know, one or two solutions for each of these topics? You know, something that you would do to change?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Any other topics, people?
Oh, of course, my answer was
solid.
I believe CT was talking.
Oh, sorry. I can't hear.
Okay, no.
I'll try to speak up a little bit. You know, the issue that I've primarily been swinging around is election issues. The elections are rigged, and there's a whole thing. That's why I'm considering, I've been talking to some people about running for Secretary of State, because that kind of speaks to those issues. But I think that proportional representation is one of the solutions. You know, the Prop 14 debacle, whole everything. Ever since I've been involved, elections are getting less and less democratic. Filing fee, when we got it struck down, they put in a really ridiculous signature in lieu of filing fees, which is, if you paid a buck a signature, it'd be three times what the filing fee is. So, anyway, there's all kinds of issues around elections, and that's I don't know if Cindy wants to get into elections or not, but that's one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a major topic. You know, we did put some topics on the website with solutions, and a lot of it comes right from the Peace and Freedom Party website, too, so.
Yeah, I was just about to mention, too, you listed Indigenous, and that's probably something we need an expert on.
Well, Greg Iron is really up on that, and I'll talk to that when I get to the logo. But, Cindy, you're thinking about going up with Greg to this the event at Shasta, where they're going to flood sacred land.
If someone can come pick me up and take me, I'm free, I believe.
Well, I can't do it, but...
when is it?
It's on Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday? Oh,
yeah.
No, I can't do it either.
I will see what Greg and Stephen can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are very resourceful.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, so far on my calendar, there's nothing.
Okay.
I hope that means I'm free.
Yeah.
It's a pretty long ride up there, though. So. It is. Like 5 hours from Vacaville, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 4.5 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's 3.5 from my place.
So it's not a one-day trip, I don't think. I don't know.
It's not, yeah. It's not,
I guess you
bad.
Can go back and forth in a day.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah, you live closer than I do.
Yeah, tough luck.
I was going to say something else is a major issue. Public transportation is a major issue.
And a stance on a stance on the interstate railroad would be...
Oh, God. The interstate or the high speed?
Well, the high speed.
Yeah, if you want to go between Madera and Bakersfield, it's wonderful. That's a real...
Some of us like that.
Actually, high-speed rail is the perfect way in terms of the environment to get north-south.
Yep.
You know, the problem is the way they're doing it. I mean, the problem
right.
is,
yeah,
that's is who owns it, who's building it, and how they're doing it. You know, small
right.
details.
I've been on high-speed in Japan, and it's like a whole different story.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the whole problem, though, is I've been on it in France, and it's powered. I mean, they get 75% of their electricity from nuclear, so it's like...
Yeah.
France, Japan, and even London to a degree, or England to a degree, have just fantastic transportation systems. It's wonderful. Is that it with issues?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Agriculture is also listed on the website.
That's a big one, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so we have this whistle-stop trip planned, and it's planned from the 12th through the 17th.
November?
I'm sorry?
Is that October or November?
Oh, that's November. Yeah.
12th through 18th?
Yes, the 12th through the 17th.
Through 17th, okay.
Right. And what I'm toying with now is that we do an event in Stockton and then get on the train from Stockton heading down to Modesto, which is just, you know, an hour and a half down the road, and take it from there, Cindy, and that adds another city to the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can leave cars and things in Stockton, and so people that are going, you know, to the East Bay can go that way, and people from Sacramento can go that way. So far, we're pretty much confirmed for all of the L.A. events, with the exception of, Cindy, you had a friend that you asked to do a meet and greet?
Yeah, he said that he was going to work with Cindy Henderson or Gordon, whatever her name is.
Cindy, yeah. Okay. Okay, so basically, if you could email me his number so I can make sure they're coordinating that.
I don't have his number, but I copied you on the email.
Okay, I'll look for the email, and respond to him just so I make sure that we have the proper dates, and because Lori Kaufman from Code Pink wants to put together something, but she mentioned doing it. Is it Jody Alexander? Is that the name?
Jody Evans?
It might be Jody. It might be Jody Evans. She's sort of a Brown supporter, but she did an event. She has a house in Santa Monica.
That's Jody Evans, yeah.
Jody Evans. Now, she's done events for you before, but she is a huge Brown supporter.
She's not just a huge Brown supporter. She managed his presidential campaign in the 90s, and she was his chief of staff when he was governor the first time.
So we can pretty much forget using her house?
I think so.
That would be a safe bet?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could turn her to the dark side.
I saw her actually in, the last time I saw Jody was in Fort Meade at the Bradley Manning thing, and I told her that I was going to run for governor, and you should have seen the look on her face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I don't think she'll have an event for me. But
okay, well, but Lori said she would do it at her house if you couldn't do.
Yeah.
If you couldn't do.
I mean, maybe Lori, maybe she will. Who knows?
Mhm.
You know, I wouldn't rule it completely out, but.
Well, we can always ask her. All she can say is no.
Or what? Isn't the Code Pink lady going to ask her?
Yeah, I can have her ask.
Yeah.
She was sort of, you know, going, well, this would be the best place to do it. And so I wanted to wait until I got back to you because I remembered in a conversation her name had come up before. And then Gary is putting on his comedy event on the 17th. And he has a guy that's helping him who was Gore Vidal's assistant. And... one of those guys that knows virtually everybody. His name's Fabio.
I know Fabio.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can. There's a long
somebody
year.
Came on
what?
From 530.
I'm sorry?
Somebody came on from 530 area code.
Okay, that
Steven,
must be Steven.
Steven.
Steven. Hi, Steven.
Hey, everybody. I didn't want to interrupt, so I'm at work, so sorry I'm late.
Hey, Steven. Stephen, let me backtrack a second. We handled pretty much everything to do with issues, but on immigration, you mentioned Al Rojas and someone else.
Oh, one of my homies from MAPA, like, he's the president and national president of MAPA, Mexican American Political Association. It's the oldest Mexican American, like, political organization. And his name's Rafael. I can't remember his last name right now. It starts with A. But
can you send me his email information? And perhaps...
Yeah, I believe I believe he contacted Cindy. Cindy, you remember hearing from a Rafael or Rafa?
Yeah,
I believe he emailed you.
Yeah, he wanted me to speak at a town hall meeting for MAPA. And they said that even though, what's his name, from the Green Party running, that they would definitely consider endorsing me if I was able to address the issues.
Yeah, I think it'd be like a cakewalk for you to do, because I mean, even our stance statewide is opposition to militarization of the border, which is $50 billion, and then the second-rate guest worker program, which Cesar Chavez himself was against, and then legalization for all. I don't know what your stance is on that, but like definitely a clear, quick and easy path to citizenship. I mean, like
yes, so. For sure.
Like,
MAPA has endorsed a couple Peace and Freedom Party candidates in the past, going back to Ricardo Rommel back in 1970.
Rafael himself is down to join Peace and Freedom Party too. Yeah. So I mean, he said he's tired of all this bullshit, like Democrat, Republican stuff too, and then he's not a capitalist at all. So
yeah, and it takes 60% to get their endorsement. So we stopped some Democrats from getting them.
Right. I used to do that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
About this, Stephen, I actually know Al, so Al Rojas, I think it would be great to schedule maybe a phone meeting or something with him to talk about these issues too. So I'm on, whenever MAPA wants to schedule a town hall meeting with me, I'm all for it. I told the guy who contacted me. I think he contacted us on the Cindy Sheehan for Governor Facebook page. And so I'm 100% in favor of getting that ball rolling for sure.
Yeah, Al is from LACLA. He's not from MAPA. He's the founder of our Sacramento chapter and one of the very first members of United Farm Workers before Chavez was in it.
With MAPA, but I know he's really good with those issues.
Yeah, Al's my elder. I mean, he's the one who got me involved in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a LACLA since then. And I could probably get together some form of a forum, maybe one or two on those issues. I can do either myself or Al can probably do an event just focusing on those issues, just Mexican questions, Chicano questions, brown people questions, and try to bridge that solidarity, and also indigenous questions as well. And then I can hit up our berets, and because we're an autonomous chapter, so we got Fresno, which Rafa is also a brown beret, so that's where our solidarity connects. We're a part of we're a sister organization. He gave us our patches for our berets, so he's pretty much in it, and he's trying to seek opportunity to build solidarity with our chapter too. So he's kind of pushing a little bit more than I believe he would be potentially to support, not to be racist, a white person versus a Mexican person. So I believe it opens the door a little bit more to where it's you got brown people supporting a white woman. It's it's funny in context because, principle before color, that's why I believe so. But, it makes it a lot easier for brown people to accept it, knowing that there's other brown people doing it, bandwagon bullshit.
And there's a brown running for governor, too.
Well, that's a different kind of brown. It's almost anti-brown.
All due respect to the white men on this call, at least I'm not a white man.
I'm a quarter.
Also, there's
Mecca. My own.
I'm starting to go postal on this white privilege thing. It's getting a little old for me, so continue.
With the white privilege
at your own peril.
Cool. We're all solidarity. all four directions.
Yeah, so. Until we start talking about white privilege, and then everyone goes out of solidarity. So, ideal, my problem. The whistle stopped. So, we have Los Angeles locked down. I've called Peace and Freedom. I've called on Peace and Freedom through their the website or their email site to try to get volunteers for Modesto, Stockton, Bakersfield, Fresno. Didn't hear back from anyone except for CT and
I didn't get anything.
No, that's
it went to the FCC list.
Went to the list that you're always posting on. Yeah.
Oh, it went to the FCC.
Went to the FCC list. But Andrew, this is Marcia. We don't have people in Stockton or Modesto.
Right.
Stephen may have some contacts. He could speak to that. I know he has some contacts in Modesto, but not necessarily Peace and Freedom. But I know we're going to be having a meeting in Modesto, and he knows some people there. But like I said, I think he needs to let you know what he thinks about that. But we just... I mean, all we have is registrants there, but we don't have any active chapters or active members in those places. Bakersfield, is that is Mohammed Arif in Bakersfield, Georgia?
Yep.
I mean, Kit, do you know that?
Bakersfield, yeah.
That's Mohammed Arif.
Yeah, he's in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
So I don't, Mohammed Arif is very, he's connected with the South Asian community. I don't know about anybody else. But
anyone you know, email me their information, and I'll contact them personally.
Okay, well, I don't know. I know Kevin knows how to find Mohammed Arif. I probably have it somewhere. We'll find a way to get to Mohammed Arif in Bakersfield. But those other places, I really don't know.
Okay.
Can I say something? What we have done before when we've ever done a tour like this is we get the dates of when we're going to be in those cities.
We have
the and date. Then we can, like, start sending them out through the network. It doesn't have to be a Peace and Freedom party person to host these events, does it?
No, it doesn't. But, I certainly the Peace and Freedom Party should be very actively involved in this campaign. And if there were people there, they would be the proper contact people to work with, you know, to get the ball rolling, to get names down there. So when you're going to do these, how are you doing it? Do you just through other contacts, through other organizations?
Well, what we do is we just did that whole one to go across the country, right?
Right.
The bike ride. And
right.
We just started posting things on Facebook, and we started sending them out to my contact list to say we're going to do in these cities on or around these dates. And then people would just start emailing us to say that they would organize an event.
Okay.
So what we need to do is set up a page on the website.
Yeah.
That has we'll put it name it the Whistle Stop Tour or the Loose Cannon Tour or whatever, and post those dates. And then like we did for Tour to Peace, we posted the main contact in those cities. So if people were in those cities, they can contact those people to help or for more information. But
I'll have the event page done tomorrow.
Yeah, so we just need an event page, and we just need to start spreading it around to get people to start signing up. And then if we don't have a contact, then we say, well, we need a main organizer in Bakersfield, or we need a main organizer in Stockton or whatever. And start to get the ball rolling that way.
Okay.
I think also, in addition to all that, which is good, I think it's time when you need to bring press into it for the press. And I think that there should probably be advanced notification of the press.
Oh, of course.
So that they're ready in all those places when you get there.
Oh, that's a natural. That would.
Yeah,
that's,
I just wanted to be sure, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's an absolute natural.
This is Kit. I have a suggestion, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
The email that you sent out, I just found.
Mm-hmm.
It went out with a subject line about UNAC, and I didn't read it because it was not something that I was focused on today when I had a million things to do.
It went out yesterday
morning. So I would suggest resending it.
Okay, yeah, I picked your act on something
with
else.
A subject line. Pertinent to what you're looking for,
right.
The Whistle Stop Tour.
Thank you, Kit. That's really great information.
Okay.
I desperately need a volunteer to help me with this, at least the logistics of the train schedules and motels and such. So the volunteer letter will be ready for Cress and Cindy to review tomorrow morning. And then Dee Dee, when it's approved, if we can get it out to that very small volunteer database we have.
Absolutely.
Then we can start working on getting volunteers, because it's coming to a point where we need to at least increase people by, you know, another 10 or 15.
If you give me the exact dates, I can go to all my connections, like, for whatever the surrounding areas are, and see if I could find people to at least do outreach or maybe donate, like, waters, food, or something or other, just to help out along the road.
Okay. Well, I'll have the event page done tomorrow, and then it'll list the dates and where we're going to be at each date, you know, when we're arriving.
Are we going to stop off in Oakland?
What's that?
Are we going to stop off in Oakland?
No, on this one, it's just going right down the Central Valley, Stockton to Modesto to Fresno to Bakersfield to Los Angeles.
Okay. I'll give a small report later, just outreaching with some people.
Okay, fantastic.
We're going to have to do San Diego sometime pretty soon, too.
Yes, we are. The problem is all of these trips cost a lot of money, and we've
we'll
got
to get to that when I give my report.
Right.
That's a big problem.
Okay, do you want to give your... Are we done with the whistle stop for now?
I think so.
Okay, my duty is to get the event page taken care of. And then anyone else that, you know, Stephen and people will be expected to invite virtually all, you know, all their friends, and then we'll work from there. So do you want to give your treasurer's report now before we go into...
Sure, I'll give my treasurer's report. This is Marcia. Basically, we're treading water.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have... we've probably spent a little more than we've taken in because... let's see, I think Andy and I have each loaned about $1,000. So the donations, we've taken in about $1,816, and we've spent about $1,839. Most of it is on printing things,
mm-hmm.
Over $1,000 on printing. It was like $500-something for the leaflets, and then we have the banners and the posters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even counting. I know that Andy has a bunch of receipts for me,
mm-hmm.
of things that he's had printed, too. Website-related expenses, the mailbox, you know, the much smaller things make it bring it up to the, you know, over $1,800. So it's really important for us to find a way to raise some money, because otherwise the couple of us that have a little bit of extra money don't have a whole lot of extra, and you know, we can only do so much. So I'm thinking it would be, I know Cress is very anxious to get this fundraising letter out. It's going to
mm-hmm.
cost money to get it out, but it should bring in some money. I'm wondering if there are any potential big donors sitting out there. I don't know, Cindy, if you have any. I know that you had some celebrities that have backed you in the past, and I don't know if you have anybody that you can, that we can appeal to for something to really get this thing going, because, you know, in order to be able to, I know a lot of people really need to get paid or to get paid back from for expenses, and it takes money to raise money, and so we need to do something. Otherwise, I think that Andy and I could put together this fundraising and money for the fundraising mailing, but we've got to start getting the contributions we've been getting have mostly, I'd say they average $25.
Right.
We have a few $100 donations, and then three of us have given bigger donations than that. But they're mostly 25, maybe some 50s and a few hundreds. So it would be good if we can get this fundraising letter out, but it would be really good if we could get an angel of some sort. I have no idea who that might be.
Does Gary Gordon have any contacts in Hollywood, or
I doubt it.
Gary's calling in all of his contacts for the benefit. That was my feeling.
Yeah, I think they can raise pretty good money at that.
We also have, I'm meeting with the California director of Normal tomorrow at noon. And Normal wants to throw a huge benefit for you, Cindy. Mm. We're lucky that the president is that guy, Ron Mullins,
mm-hmm.
Cindy, and he just thinks you walk on water. He's ready to do art. He's ready to volunteer to work, and he also, heads up Normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you okay with Normal putting on a benefit for you?
I am very fine with Normal putting on a benefit for me, as long as they don't smoke marijuana around me.
Sure.
How about brownies?
I'd just be really cautious about eating anything at the benefit as well.
I'm allergic, and it just makes me so sick. So, not that I, like I said on my Facebook status, I support it. I just can't be around it.
Yeah, well, that's not a problem.
Unfortunately.
Should be a personal choice for everyone.
Well, this isn't a... If I had a personal choice, I would smoke the shit out of it. But I am allergic to it, so I can't.
Right. Well, that just sucks. I'm sorry.
I know.
That's the first time I've heard that. That's
And then also, Keith Henry, McHenry, is going to come out on the 10th, and I want to do a joint fundraiser in the Berkeley, Oakland area.
Mm-hmm.
For you and Food Not Bombs. But Food Not Bombs, Keith is willing to donate quite a few of his artwork, which is just absolutely beautiful, to the silent auction.
So when is this going to be? The 10th of what?
The 10th of December.
Oh, okay. Wait.
So perhaps I could work with you on that, Marcia?
Oh, sure. I'll be around.
Fantastic.
Hold on.
I for sure could donate some paintings by December.
That would be fantastic.
The Whistle Stop tour is not on my calendar.
Okay, well, I put it on your calendar. I changed it yesterday from the week before to this week, or to the 15th, 12th through the 17th.
Huh. I don't see it.
It's there. I'm looking right at it. Yeah, looking at it.
Do you have a CD?
Oh, yeah, it's on Dee's, that's why.
Oh, yeah, but
yeah,
that's...
I thought everything was on there.
Everything goes on Dee's.
All right. How am I supposed to know that?
Cindy's.
I don't know that.
I think... Okay.
Okay,
everything goes on Dee's.
Never mind, I thought. Okay.
Okey-doke.
I might have put a bunch of stuff on a weird calendar.
Does anyone have anything else for possible fundraisers? We also have a lot of people that want to do it in different counties, but I'm holding off until we kind of have a better feel of the calendar and what we're going to do. And I think we'll address that when you talk, Cindy, about these two trips that you've been asked to go to.
Okay.
I just have one comment. Not that I'm a lot... big help on it, but I do know that the snail mail fundraising letter, if those letters are followed up with telephone calls, it increases the return by about, I think, three times.
Yeah, the phone calls are really important. We could do, we could do a phone call tree.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to have the money to get an office.
Or get a union to phone bank for us.
What's that?
Get a union to phone bank for us. But
yeah, that would be fantastic, dude. You know a mainstream union that will support us.
But you can just get a bunch of people with cell phones in a room and do it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Right.
That's how we did it on the last campaign, and it works out fine.
Hey,
and then you don't have
to have a Would you know when the deadline is? To go to Central Labor Council for endorsement?
I have no idea. Probably before the voter.
There's an application process, but they might already been sucked in the brown.
I don't think we're going to get much support from mainstream unions.
It's possible if you get the rank and file involved.
That's the only way we can do it. We had a really good reception at AFL-CIO, Cindy. Greg and Stephen were working inside, and then Kevin, myself, Brother Carter, and Omar were working outside. And that panned out pretty well.
Well, I didn't get one labor union endorsement from San Francisco when I ran against Pelosi.
A guy named Gary Partridge of the city knew you. He met you at some forum. Never mind. I was about to tell you off the record. Yeah, he's a postal worker. Anyways, I'll tell you off the record. So.
Okay.
He was good.
Oh. Oh, are we on fundraising? I'm confused.
Yeah, we've been on fundraising for about the last 10, 15 minutes.
All right. So I would like to be on the list for that to talk. Basically, about fundraising. When in Petaluma, somebody signed a list, and his email is something like David versus Goliath, and he says he's a monster fundraiser. So I think he's probably a paid fundraiser, but I think he's interested in working on the campaign. If we want to do so that way, maybe someone could look into it.
You want me to contact him?
I'll send you the information.
Okay, I'd be happy to contact him. It's the kind of stuff I like to do. Anything else on fundraising? Okay, well then, let's go right into the database. Kit, what's the situation? I think you're kind of overwhelmed, right?
I am absolutely. Part of it is my physical living arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get space cleaned out because I can't get the box into my room to start working on it. And I've got to get somebody to do that for me. So I haven't gone through it. You said on the phone or at some point that you thought that maybe the top third or quarter of it was what I actually needed to be working on.
Actually, they're just two stapled together pages of everything in perfect order that pretty much that's what we reported. And so that's the reporting. And then off those two lists, all you're taking is anything over $25. And you'll see that there are tons of $5 and $10. And
okay.
That's what you're making the database out of.
So not $25, but anything more than $25.
Yes, $25
or
above.
So it's $25 or more?
Yes.
Okay, which is different from... Okay, I don't know that I will be able to finish it all myself. I am, as I said, up to my ears in homelessness. I'm preparing for a city council workshop next week. I have about five other things that I am attempting to work on. So once I start working on it, I will be fitting it in between other things.
Okay, so you haven't even opened the package.
It would probably be a good idea if somebody else could also work on it.
Right, but you haven't even opened the package, I take it.
Right.
Okay.
No, I've opened the box.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is to pull out those first two bound sheets, because that is probably 7 inches of the 18 inches that the box was. So take a look at it. And then flick through and just kind of get an idea. There, you know, it's not as daunting a task. All I did was supply you with all the support, you know, receipts and things like that, in case you wanted to double check or if you needed a cross check or something like that. But the two bound together sheets are the crux of it. If you can't do it all, then put one sheet, you know, one of the packages of the two sheets, put it in the mail to me, send it to me express, and I'll find someone else that can do half of it.
But
so we really need to get this done.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, and I'm sorry there's been the delay.
No problem.
So email me your address, Sandy.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but I really just would really like you to just scan over that and see that it's not as daunting as you think it is.
Will do.
Andy?
Okie doke. Yes.
And, hold on 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking at my calendar. Okay, I can probably do that tomorrow morning.
Super. Okay, and then was that CT?
Yeah, I was just asking what exactly needs to be done and how daunting is it?
It's pure data entry.
I don't mind that. I just said it's computer stuff.
It's just pure data entry to make a list of the people that are 25 and above donors. And out of the 8,000, when I was going through everything to make the package as small as I could for Kit, you know, it looked like that the 25 and above would be a pretty easy task to take care of. Probably 1,500 out of the 8,000.
Okay.
So, you know, we can, you know, take a look at a kit, and then if it's way too daunting, just send me half.
Okay, well, as I said, part of it is that I have to clear space
right.
to be able to work on it at all because my desk is
okay, and if piled you can't do
3 feet
that,
high.
Just,
so tomorrow morning, I will work on that.
Okay, fantastic. And if it looks like you can't do any of it, let me know as soon as possible.
I will. I will look at it tomorrow morning and let you know one way or another.
Great. Thank you very much, kids.
Yeah, and apologies for the delay.
Okay, no problem.
Yes.
So, as I think I mentioned before, I'm getting the volunteer letter out. We really, really need volunteers. Cindy, if you have Staltworth volunteers from before, I know I met that guy Stan Woods. I reached out to him, received nothing, and you might want to recontact him because he seemed, in speaking to you, like he was really gung-ho on working on the campaign.
I think
Stan,
he was gung-ho.
Oh, Stan, that's the guy from Ireland, right?
He lives in Oakland
County.
Yeah.
We've got people in Alameda County that'll do some work.
I need the names. Everyone needs.
Well,
to
the people
wrong.
I know that you said that you need people for the 6th, and I'm arranging that. So mostly, I think people kind of want to work together in a committee
okay.
here. But we can put together a list and send it to you.
Okay, Cindy, on the 6th, what we're talking about is that, you know, we have the event on the 5th that I'm picking you up and driving you to.
Right.
Up in Gurneyville. And
right.
then we have something on the 6th.
Right.
Now, I also have the second anniversary of Occupy on the 6th. So I am going to bring you to Marsha's. You're going to spend the night at Marsha's.
Okay.
She's going to get you down there. You speak at 1, and I think, Marsha, I'm not speaking out of turn when I'm saying you're going to work on getting her a ride home, correct?
The wrinkle is I have something I have to do on the 6th.
Right.
But I'm arranging a crew to set the thing up, to get you to the thing, and to take you home. I'm definitely working on that. I mean, I've already contacted some people about that. I did it before I even talked to Andy because I saw that you were coming. I don't think I should do it on this call, but I need to talk to Andy and to you about the exact schedule for that day.
Okay.
So that I can tell people what to do.
Okay.
So I can get it. The problem is I'm getting back the night of the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to even coordinate meeting Cindy here. She may get here before I do, but I have my downstairs neighbor alerted to let her in.
Okay.
Except I also need her to pick me up at the airport. So we're going to have to we really have to, it's very tight. But we're going to make it work, but I don't want to take up the time with all the people on the call now, but we've got to put it together to make it work.
Okay.
And I do need to discuss my schedule either on this call or just with you, Andy, so that you know, so that you can figure out what you need from me when I'm in New York. There's certain things I won't have access to.
Probably the only thing we need right now is to have you get a check to Crest for the next round of those signs, the cardboard signs.
I already sent that.
That was for the first one, wasn't it?
No, I sent three checks to that printer already.
Okay.
And whatever the problem was with the printer saying they never got the checks is not true because
Did that all work out?
The online bank statements. It's all negotiated.
Yeah, and Crest worked that. Crest got that cleared up.
No, that's cleared up, and the latest bunch of signs are. I just sent the check today.
Oh, fantastic. Okay,
so actually, and did you get the package today? It was supposed to get to you today.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
And,
but I'm thinking I'm going to be gone from the 26th to the 5th, so if anything needs to be covered during that time, I need to work on...
I can cover it.
Okay.
I can cover
You'll
it.
You'll just deal with that. Too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a problem. I'll just add it to the growing mountain of Reese's.
But, yeah. I mean, I can send checks. I could take some checks with me, but I have to... But let's talk about it.
I think we'll be
separately.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we'll be okay unless we have major purchases.
Yeah, okay, but we'll talk about that separately, I think. Just
okay, cool.
I want you to know how to find me or whatever.
Okay. So we got volunteers, logo. So John Rieger was going to work on a logo, and then he said he had no ideas and he bowed out. I think Greg Iron could do a fantastic logo for us. Cindy, have you had contact with him at all?
About the logo? No.
Just hooking up with him and...
Yeah. I've friended him on Facebook. You remember he put that thing about the Shasta
right.
Dam?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask him to work on a logo for us. I think he'll do a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Stephen, you'd agree with me on that?
Yeah, I agree.
And
Should we ask Ralph, too? That one that did the logo for Tour de Peace, because he did a really awesome logo, and we sold a crap of a shirt.
That would be fantastic, please.
Let's ask him.
Can you ask him?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the Tour de Peace theme stuff would be well, because it's still fresh in people's minds, and it looks really well did.
Yeah, he did. I mean, and we really, he designed that, and like I said, we really, sold a ton of shirts.
It was a great shirt.
I mean, it's exactly like the sort of, but he does a good job, obviously, in graphic design, so.
And who is that? What is his name?
His name's Ralph Solonitz. He actually lives in Cleveland, Ohio.
Hmm.
Just one of my, you know, many Facebook friends that I never met before.
That's great.
So I will ask, but I don't know, we need some ideas, like, you know, I told Ralph, can you design something where the bicycle wheels look like peace signs,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't know what kind of idea we want for Cindy Sheehan for governor.
Do you want to stick with sort of a peace sign motif, or?
Well, it's peace and freedom, so...
Because a really nice clean one would be turning the Y into two peace signs, you know, on either stem of the Y or something along those lines.
What did ours look like when I ran for Congress?
It had a peace sign it had a handle with a peace sign. And then...
It had a hand with a peace sign and the V... The V spelled vote. It was a hand. It was a peace sign hand, and the peace sign was for V for vote, and it was vote Cindy Sheehan for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do that for governor. Yeah. I mean, we'll just change Congress to governor, and then it'll work.
That's a good idea. Remember, you wore the T-shirt at the first meeting. You wore the T-shirt. You showed us.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
We could probably add an outline of the state of California somewhere in mm-hmm. logo if that's necessary. I mean, I think that'd be cool, but I like the V, like the peace sign V for vote, because I thought that kind of killed two birds with one stone, sort of.
If you can give me the PDF, I can edit it. I mean, I do commercial art and illustration too, but it's not, it's time consuming.
I don't know if I have the PDF of that anymore, but I can sure find probably, you know, on Google Images or something, I can find that. Or take a picture of my shirt. I don't know.
Cool.
could,
yeah, if you could do that,
like book and chains or anything for the freedom, or
I think we need to have something like that too.
I think I read you saying you didn't want to use the dove because it was too fat, or
well, we call it the pregnant pigeon.
Yeah, that's what I read. I didn't want to say that.
I don't really have anything against doves, but I think we need to show a little more militancy and
yeah, it was skinny, you know, and you know it.
A skinny dove.
We want an emaciated dove.
Well, we can nail one to, like, the peace sign or something and look really, like, badass or whatever.
We can have the dove with the beret.
Let's just nail a white
I like
a
dove
there.
With the beret. Or a balaclava or something on its face, something like that.
You want the dove with the Molotov on it?
Balaclava, whatever they're called.
You know, the Long Beach...
About a dove. About a dove just breaking things with his little hands.
Yeah, with his little doves. Doves don't have hands.
With his people.
One
of the things.
Pause.
What you do is you have a dove sitting on the nest, kind of in shock at its new egg cracking open with a fist coming up through the egg.
There you go.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I like that.
am I saying that right? A balaclava on? Is that right? Am I saying baklava? Or, you know, the like...
baklava.
Like Dub Comandante Marcos wears. And so the dove has that on, and then has machine gun straps like some kind of same podcast.
I think we should get back to the V sign with the state of California. Actually,
yeah.
I would really like to see the Cindy be the major focus, because I talk a lot now about Cindy running for governor. You know, of course, Cindy, and then. Most of the time they go Cindy Sheehan, or they say Cindy Who, which gives me a chance to pitch you.
Yeah.
And I sort of envision that your name would go along with Madonna's and Cher's. And so when you say Cindy, you know, to a person, they know, oh yeah, that's going to be Cindy Sheehan.
Right.
So I think it's really important to accentuate the Cindy, and so many people just know you by Cindy. You know, the woman that is, you know, the peace activist. So I really think that in the logo, we should really accentuate the Cindy. That's my feeling on it.
Definitely. That's the way it was on her congressional campaign, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just Cindy for Congress. We said CFC.
Yep. I think that's really, really important that your branding, as it were, is Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... That's my 2 cents.
Okay, so I'll try and find a picture of that shirt, or I'll just take one and send it, and then maybe we can rework it like what Zach said with the outline of the state of California and change Congress to governor.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be fairly simple.
Cool.
Although I really like the fist coming out of the egg.
Well, there is something in a poster for that. I definitely like the idea, and I think, you know, we could do a poster with that at some time.
I like the dev looking like the Comandante Marcos myself. That's just me.
Yeah, that's right, the loose cannon tour.
Actually, the press telegram, I was kind of listing out of context there. They did... Instead of a dove, they had a eagle squawking, and the fist coming out on it said third party. But yeah, same idea.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you had something to say about Venice?
Oh, yes. I think I wanted a clarification. We had a renewal caucus meeting earlier, and I was under the impression, Andy, that Carl had canceled an appearance with Cindy.
Yes.
And what Carl's understanding was, and what Venice really wants, is for Cindy to be there for the Albert Kinney Festival. They get anywhere from 50,000 to 100,000 people.
Right, and we've gone over this. Cindy would be away. Is that this weekend now?
That is the 29th. Yeah,
right.
And apparently Cindy's going to be elsewhere.
Yeah, is that the tax resister, Cindy?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, then we tried to change it to the 21st, and Carl agreed to that. That's what he canceled, was the 21st. Because Cindy and I got together and changed it from the 29th to the 21st. Now, I should tell you, I talk to Carl almost every day. And our conversation today was that Carl was buying $1,000 worth of merchandise, Cindy Sheehan merchandise, for that event. And that he would
for that festival,
right? And he would donate all of the profits to the campaign.
Well, after he's reimbursed for his $1,000,
right,
yeah.
Well, yeah, he's going to take that off the top. He's not going to be reimbursed. I mean, this is something that he's doing on his own. It's not the campaign.
No, but from the sales.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, he's got to get back his costs.
Right.
You know, he's hoping that he makes us some money.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I, you know, I've told Carl that we're definitely interested in Venice's participation and doing a meet and greet down there. He had committed to coming to the meeting at Cindy G's, and unfortunately couldn't make it. You know, it was a very light turnout. It was a very light turnout for having 6 weeks to prepare for it. I think we got some good things done, but it was really, really, really a sparse turnout. So we did what we could.
Where was that?
That was in L.A., in our meeting at Cindy G's house.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cindy Gordon.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, it is what it is, and I worked closely with Carl.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just there is a whole lot of support in Venice for the campaign.
Fantastic.
And I just hope something can be worked out there because they...
certainly based on the money I spent getting down to L.A. and staying down at L.A. before, I don't feel that it would be right for me to go down to speak for Cindy. Cindy cannot be there. I've explained this to Carl 6 ways to Sunday.
Oh, no, it's clear that Cindy can't be there. That wasn't
right.
A question. That wasn't a question.
Well, I think that probably the thing that needs to be clear is that there's Venice and there's L.A., and they're two separate organizations.
Right, and Riverside, and they've made it all very clear that they're all separate organizations. We had a representation from Riverside, and then 4 or 5 people from L.A., with 2 people coming in an hour and a half late. So, you know, I mean, it was what it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully when we do get down to Venice, there'll be, you know, throngs. So that's kind of where we stand.
Right. Okay, but getting down to L.A. is not the same as getting to Venice. I guess that's what needs to be made clear. They're in the same area, but in terms of the work being done.
We're going to get to Venice. We certainly hope, and you know, this just gives me a great idea for the Saturday benefit. We can do the Saturday benefit on the Whistle Stop down in Venice. And then Venice can show us what they got. So I will get with Carl on that right away.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe the beach or the...
I'm sorry?
Maybe on the beach or the boardwalk or...
Yeah. Anywhere they want to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got a Saturday night open. If I do, you know, if Code Pink does it on Friday night, and then we have a Saturday night open. So that would be great.
They are going ahead with the booth. With
yes,
the,
I know.
The booth for the festival, and they will be doing all of that. So
yes.
That's still happening.
I know that. That's why they bought the $1,000 worth of merchandise.
Right.
Right. Okay, I'm finished with my agenda. Does anyone have anything else?
I just have my two things of trips I've been invited on. There's a trip that's going, let's go December, like, 1st through the 7th, and that's going on a delegation to Iran. Neither one of these has much to do with California, by the way, except
yeah,
that...
Yeah, I figured that.
Except that, you know, it just gives me more experience, more, you know... I don't know.
Well, you have nothing on the calendar. You have to be back for the fundraiser on the 10th, which, you know, that gives you 3 days to recuperate.
Okay.
There's nothing on your calendar, so why don't you just put it on your calendar?
Well,
so what are those dates again?
The 1st through the 7th.
Of which month?
Of which month?
December.
Of what?
I was supposed to go, like, in September, but, well, this month, I guess. I was supposed to go this month, but they had to cancel it because... of the change in power there, the change in president.
Right.
So they just couldn't get it together, and they're getting it together for, and this is an international delegation, and it would be to, you know, do some myth-busting about Iran, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really about the time, because I think both of these things I have the time for.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing on my calendar for these things. It's just about, you know, would they be beneficial? And then
when's the next one?
The next one is on November 21st and 22nd, and that is called Artists, and I belong to this kind of like loose group of people, it's mostly Latin American activists, and it's called Artists and Intellectuals for the Defense of Humanity, and so this is going to... Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, on November 21st and 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think, you know, it just gives me more international experience, which I've had plenty of, believe me. But, you know, would it be helpful to the campaign? Would it be hurtful to the campaign? Or, I know Jerry Brown's getting a lot of shit for going to Cuba once. I've been to Cuba 4 times. But, you know, I don't care. The people who are going to vote for me and support me like that I go to Cuba.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I don't know. Whatever you guys think.
This is Marcia. You're not governor yet, so I think it's okay for you to go away. But I think it's good if you take these trips now because once... By the end of December on, we are going to need you here.
Yes.
Between January and June,
right.
It's going to be really, there's going to be lots to do here. So, other people could weigh in on this, and when we're done, were we going to talk, you said we were going to talk about the Reg Drive, but I think maybe you mean signature gathering, I'm not sure.
Signatures, and we can defer that to next conference.
Yeah, we can do that.
But you're kind
time.
Of dedicated to being within an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not sure I can be... Oh, next Wednesday I can be on. It's the Wednesday after. Okay.
Okay.
I've also accepted in California Veterans for Peace somewhere in the northern coast.
Great.
Have invited me in May. They're having a Peace Day.
Fantastic.
And they've invited me to come up there, and that is a really good place for me to draw in people.
You're back.
Any time I go up in any community up there, it's standing room only. So
yep.
I think this would be a good campaign event also.
Absolutely. It would be a fantastic event. And we could also plan a couple of other events around that. That's when we could have the, you know, the Willits event.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, I will get you that email. I know I've been copying Dee Dee on that, too. But
yes.
I'll get that for you, and so you can, like, know the dates and the people who are involved in that.
Yeah, so that I can just put it on the events list that I send out
yes.
with the briefings.
So, Cindy, do you have contacts, like, in Humboldt, like in Arcata or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, for sure.
And so do I.
I always do really good up there.
I have someone I'd like to plug in. I don't think she's going to organize anything on her own, but I'd like to plug her into a group of people up there, and she'd probably be really useful if she finds some people to work with. So
great.
I'll talk to one of you guys or both of you guys about that. Okay.
Okie dokie.
I have another question. This is Kit. I'm sorry. I thought you were through with that. When you're through, I have another question.
I mean, all I was going to say is that that is a fantastic opportunity, but I do want to go to Humboldt also in January as well. I mean, we can do two trips easily up that way. And, you know, that's where some major farmers have some major cash. So it should be very good for fundraising.
Okay. All right, so I'll accept the invitations for those other two trips then.
By all means, enjoy it while you can. But
okay.
Marcia took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, but I totally agree with that also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Kit, it's on you.
I am still not on the calendar, so I can't see what's coming up when. Dee Dee, is that something you were going to send me again? Because
I did. Well, do you have a Gmail account?
I don't need Gmail for the calendar. It's just GeorgiaM@CSUFresno.
Yeah, but we're all on Gmail calendar.
Yeah, you do need to have a Gmail account.
This is
to access the calendar. Yes,
it's not a Google calendar.
Yeah, it is
a
Google calendar.
Okay, you don't have to have a Gmail account for a Google calendar. I'm on all sorts of Google calendars with my Fresno address.
Okay, cool.
I'll make sure it's done.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of the calendar?
Dee Dee's calendar.
Yeah, it'll
Dee Dee's
just pop
calendar?
Up as
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then just add GeorgiaM@CSUFresno, and it'll work.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else?
One last thing. I know you said you're going to be talking about it in the future, but the 10,000 signatures in lieu of filing fees is what I guess somebody's talking about. That's going to take a pretty massive campaign, and it's going to take sort of like coordination in different parts of the state, getting groups of people, maybe at the different college, universities, campuses, different metropolitan areas. So from about 10 places in the state, we're going to have, about 1,000 signatures each or something. So
I think that should be the major and perhaps the only topic of conversation in the next meeting.
Okay.
I mean, but it should take up most of the time. We have ideas from people. The college campuses are definitely where we need to hit.
Okay, good.
And then, we've kicked around, Marsh and I have played around with, some contest ideas and things like that.
Right. Yeah, it's just that we need to organize that way before December because that's probably when the paper's going to be taken out.
Well, it was December 20th through February 17th, isn't it?
Yeah, something like
the
that.
The very end of December.
End of
like
December.
The 27th.
Yeah, it's the 27th of December, and I'm pretty sure it's the 17th of February.
You might get an extension into March, but that's
That's
cool.
Only if Brown doesn't run. Oh, or if you mean for makeups? Yeah, but...
Oh, he's going to run.
Yeah.
Except for makeups, and there's also makeups. But we need to get the 10,000 raw signatures in the first round.
If Brown doesn't, do you think he'll give me his $10 million he's already raised?
Yeah, I really don't think he will.
That's an amazing idea.
We could ask him for maybe $60,000. That would be good.
Say, so in the spirit of socialist collectiveness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We should just ask him to step down. Let anybody else go in there. He's already had it long enough, and let the next generation come in and take care of themselves.
I was thinking something like, would something like in out with the old, in with the new be appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
Out with the really old?
Careful, don't want to be ageist here.
I'm so crazy about the word dinosaur.
Yeah.
I like dinosaur a lot. Turn him into oil, like all the other dinosaurs, something like that.
But he is oil. That's what he is. He's oil money.
He is oil money. He's a dinosaur that's for oil money.
I think we should concentrate on Epic, you know, because I think that's really important.
Yeah. Right. Oh, but we can have fun.
Yeah, we can have fun.
It's the Epic campaign of the 21st century.
Do we have any? We don't have anything on the website yet that's historical about the Epic campaign, do we?
No, but I noticed it says like an Epic campaign, but I was thinking, should it be like the Epic campaign of the 21st century or something?
Yeah, but it would also be good to have a little bit of history so people
know
why.
Yeah,
by all means.
Well, then you talk about the Epic campaign of the 20th century.
Zach, could you pull something from Wikipedia or something like that
My name is Cindy Sheehan, and I majored in California history at UCLA.
Well, go on with your bad self then, Cindy.
I'll do that. Okay, I'll do something. I'll do something about the Epic campaign.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, just real quick, because I'm going to have to log off like in a couple minutes, because I'm picking up my next call. I met with Gerald Saunders. He was a former Black Panther, still considered Black Panther, then also a founder of Berkeley Cop Watch. He really wants to get involved with Cindy's campaign and take her to Oakland.
I've been in contact with Gerald. We talked about that, Stephen, but that's good.
He housed me a couple of weeks. Remember?
A couple weeks ago,
he housed me, and I tried to get him involved.
We've already met. We've been meeting about this, and I need to talk to him some more.
Okay,
perfect.
And then also for the running mate, I was thinking about asking. I don't know how everyone feels about Peta Lindsay running for lieutenant governor. That would take care of SoCal. It involved Peace and Freedom. PSL. It's another woman. She's already well scripted from running as for president last year. And then she also stepped down, so Cindy and Roseanne can take care of California last year and support a Peace and Freedom Party in Prop 14. So I don't know how everybody feels.
I actually suggested her like many weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's fabulous. I think she's a fabulous person. Yeah, I think we need to ask Dick Becker about that. I think Kabir Ali was interested in running for lieutenant governor, but I think he would probably run for almost any. He doesn't want to conflict with anybody either. So we need to kind of work, you know, figure that out.
Okay.
I think Peta would be probably like the best.
Well,
bet.
Do you want me to contact Dick and ask him?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or Cindy, if you wanted to contact.
We could contact Peta, that's true. But I think that also their group has a lot to say about what they do. So. And I don't really have any contact information for Peta, but I do for Dick. Does someone else have contact information for Peta?
No, I think you're right to go through Dick.
I'm her Facebook friend.
Just hit her up on Facebook and say, hey, give me a call when you have a chance, and then just talk person to person. Regardless of top-down structure, she's her own woman, and I believe that she should have the first say.
Dick is very supportive. He came out to the announcement, and, you know, he and I have been talking about getting together to see how PSL could help the campaign. So I think that's something we need to make a meeting in the Bay Area in person.
He's from L.A.
Dick Becker's from San Francisco.
Peta's from L.A. Peta lives in L.A., and I would get the L.A. chapter involved.
But PSL has some great young energy going on, so we need to get that might be a great way to get, you know, them more involved in the campaign if Peta agrees to do that.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah, Steven,
I know a lot of
the
Bay Area ones, and I work closely with the Sacramento chapter.
I just want to know whether I should contact Dick or should I just wait until you guys figure out. I can wait.
I think you should contact Dick.
Well, I want to know whether Cindy...
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think you should set up a meeting with PSL as soon as possible. So why don't I'll get back with you about that. I probably can't do that. I personally probably can't do that
before I go away, but...
That's all right. I just said as soon as possible.
Okay.
Doesn't mean tomorrow, but...
Right.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
What was it I heard you say? Ms. Sheehan?
What?
I read something about you didn't like somebody calling you Ms. Sheehan.
Not Ms. Sheehan, it's Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia,
It's more like Cynthia that annoys me than Ms. or Mrs. Sheehan, but I'm just Cindy. Just Cindy.
Yeah, I know.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.